Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. As we study from the book of Judges, we've completed the study of the career and the life of Gideon, and we want to keep in mind that when the people wanted Gideon to rule over them, he said, "I will not rule over you, but the Lord shall rule over you." But Gideon had a son named Abimelech that had a different attitude and a different idea. Now, Abimelech was a son that was born to Gideon by a woman from Shechem. So Abimelech had a tie with the people of Shechem. And as we read so often in the book of Judges, it came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went a-whoring after Balaam and made Baal-Berith their god. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hand of their enemies on every side. And in addition to that, the scripture says they did not show any kindness to the house of Gideon, and not according to the goodness that he had shown them. So Abimelech goes to the people of Shechem, and he says, "Now, which is the best? Should we have one man to rule over the land, or shall we have all the sons of Gideon to rule over the land?" And as he persuaded them, he said, "And you remember, I am one of yours. I am your kin. I am your bone. I am of your flesh." And the people of Shechem said of Abimelech, "He is our brother." So they gave him certain supplies and a bunch of mercenaries to go with him. He slew all the possible heirs to the power of Gideon, the sons of Gideon. He killed them all, except one. And that one was named Jotham. He was the youngest of all the sons of Gideon. And the way that he escaped was that he hid from those who were killing the sons of Gideon. Well, the people of Shechem made Abimelech to be king. Now, that's the very thing that Gideon said he would not allow. But Abimelech, he was determined with his ambition to do that. And he said, "Hearken unto me." Jotham comes before the people and he said, "Hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you." Now what we read next, and I want to read the entirety of it here from the 9th chapter of the book of Judges, a fable that Jotham told to the people of Shechem that was pointing out what a tremendous mistake they were making in making Abimelech to be king, and how that they were not doing the will of the Lord in accomplishing this task. It's a fable, of course, because he has the trees talking, and there, of course, that's not like a parable. A parable is things that either has or could take place. A fable is totally make-believe. But this is what Jotham said. "The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, Reign thou over us." Now it is significant that they first went to the olive tree, because it is thought that the olive tree was the most productive, the most fruitful, the most beneficial tree of the land. But the olive tree refused to be their king, to be the ruler over all of the rest of the land. So they went to the fig tree. Well, the fig tree was certainly a great tree in the land. And they said to the fig tree, "Come thou and reign over us." But the fig tree also refused to assume that work. And so they came down another notch to the vine, and they said, "Come down and reign over us." Well, the vine, like the olive tree, like the fig tree, "No, I will not rule over you." Well, then he said, They down came down to the bramble bush. The bramble was a no-count bush. It wasn't of any value to anybody. But the bramble said, when invited to ruin over them, he said, yes, you put your trust in me, and let fire come out of the bramble and devour even the cedars of Lebanon. Well, the cedar trees of Lebanon were majestic, and the bramble said he was greater than even the cedar trees of Lebanon. And what Jotham was doing here, he was comparing Abimelech like the bramble, the lowest of all the selections that they could make. And then he said this, my father fought for you and adventured his life for and delivered you out of the hand of Midian. And you are risen up against my father's house this day, you slain his sons, and you've made Abimelech, the son of a maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. And then he put this proposition before them. If ye then have dealt truly and sincerely with Gideon and his house this day, then rejoice thee in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem and devour the house of Abimelech. Well, he was simply here pronouncing the curse in the hope that there would be a division that would take place between Abimelech and the people of Shechem. Well, Abimelech took over the power, and he reigned for 3 years. Now, let me just bring out here that a lot of people do not mention Abimelech as being among the judges of Israel. That's because the judges of Israel were called of God. Abimelech wasn't called of God. Abimelech simply asserted himself. But nonetheless, many times Abimelech is included in the some 13 different judges that are mentioned in this book, and we're going to include Abimelech in that number. But we read in verse 23 of chapter 9, God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. So there was this antagonism that Jotham had hoped would take place, that he had pronounced this curse against them in the fable that he spoke concerning the selection of Abimelech to be the ruler over the people. There happened to be a man in Shechem whose name was Gael, and he said to the men of Shechem, put your confidence in me. And he cursed Abimelech. Well, we have almost a civil war now between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. And Gael, he said, who is Abimelech? And who is Shechem that we should serve him? Is not he the son of Gideon? And so he was inspiring the people of Shechem to cast off Abimelech. And so Gael spoke out rather harshly against Abimelech. And Abimelech rose up and gathered his forces and came up against the men of Shechem. Well, when Gael saw the people, he thought he saw more than were really there, and he had bragged what he was going to do to Abimelech. And when he saw all the people that were there, a man named Zebul said, where is now thy mouth, wherewith thou saidst, who is Abimelech that we shall serve him? So Gael and Abimelech joined in a battle. And the result was Abimelech chased him. Gael fled before him, and there were many overthrown, and Abimelech conquered Gael, and they thrust Gael out. So Abimelech seems to have won the battle. And Abimelech fought against the city of Shechem, and he took the city, and he slew the people in it, and he beat down the city. He got his revenge against the very people that had promoted him to be the king. Well, we read in verse 48 of chapter 9, and Abimelech get him up to Mount Zilem, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand, and he cut down a bough from the trees, and took it, and laid it on his shoulder, and he said to the people, "What you have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done." Now we want to remember that this was the same sentiment that Gideon had when he went against the Midianites. He said, "You follow me. You do what I do." In this, Abimelech imitated the good leadership of Gideon. You see, the people of Shechem, the fighters of Shechem, they had gathered themselves together in the tower, the fortification of the city. And Abimelech took all the branches of the trees that he had cut. He placed it up against the tower. He set it ablaze. And he burned all the people that were in that tower, and he conquered the city of Shechem. And he went to another city. The city was called Thebes. He encamped against Thebes, and he took that city. And there was a strong tower in that city also. And Abimelech came to the tower. He fought against it. And the door of the tower, he wanted to burn it with fire so he could enter in and kill the inhabitants of it. Well, there was a certain woman up above Abimelech, and she cast down a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and it broke his skull. He then hastily called to his young armor-bearer, and he said, "Draw thy sword and slay me." And this is why, so that nobody can say that a woman slew me. And the young man did thrust him through, and so Abimelech died. So God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech upon his head because of the evil that he had done, his rebellion against the good remembrance of Gideon, how he tried to make himself a power that he had no right to assume, and all of the evil of the men of Shechem did God remember against them also. The curse that Jotham had pronounced against these people came to pass. Well, we've studied about Othniel and Ehud and Shamgar, Deborah and Barak, and the great man Gideon, and then we've seen Abimelech. Well, as we go into the 10th chapter in our next lesson, we're going to see listed before us several other judges, of which there's very little expressed about them, just their name, maybe the duration of their rule, but not a whole lot until we come to a man named Jephthah, and we'll study Jephthah in detail. We hope that you will continue to study with us from this turbulent period in the history of ancient Israel, that nation through which God determined to send the Messiah of all mankind, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.